The pain of divorce has many different faces. The end of your hopes and dreams for your marriage, a life full of unwanted changes, and the daily struggle with a mixture of grief, fear, guilt, and anger. Is recovery possible? Winston Smith joins us to talk about divorce recovery on Help and Hope.
Winston, we have you in today to talk about just recovering from divorce. The D word is sometimes it is referred to in church. Of course, the Bible's very clear about it. At some points, certainly it's something that the church has to deal with. There are a lot of divorces that are occurring among Christians. First of all, just let me ask you this very general question. Is it okay for Christians to divorce?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it's okay in the sense that every form of sin and brokenness is going to visit us, whether we're members of the church or not. Divorce is always occasioned by sin, but divorce itself isn't always sinful. Divorce is the result of brokenness in a relationship. And that's the product of sin. And yet, God in His mercy recognizes that sometimes a relationship can be broken to the point and destructive to the point where divorce is allowable, is acceptable. Scripture doesn't command you to pursue a divorce, but Scripture will allow and sometimes even point to the wisdom of allowing a divorce. So, for instance, in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the Apostle Paul will talk about Christians who are married to unbelievers, and the scenario presumably is you became a believer after you were married, and now that's unacceptable to your spouse. One way or another, through lifestyle or other things, you are now unacceptable to your spouse, and the spouse leaves you or forces you out in some way. And Paul says you have to let them leave. In effect, you let them divorce you because you can't control them, and we're called to live in peace. You don't have to live in torment pursuing this unbeliever who doesn't accept you. So that was really a rather long-winded way of saying, well, divorce isn't a happy subject, and because God permits it doesn't mean that that we have to like it. But it's sort of like, in some ways, it's like accepting death. God will do away with death, but in the here and now, we have to be willing to accept it.
In your years of counseling, have you heard from folks who have been divorced frustrated over the way that the church has treated them or labeled them or sectioned
sure.
them off?
Yeah, I think anybody who's been divorced, anybody who knows anybody who's been divorced can see why it's not something you want to necessarily talk about or dwell on. It's incredibly painful. It often involves feeling ashamed, feeling like a failure, and anybody can understand why it would be difficult to talk about and walk through with somebody. But sometimes the difficulty in walking it through isn't just because it's hard. It's because Christians can be, unfortunately, judgmental. And Christians themselves can just view divorce, for whatever reason, as moral failure. And it's a tragedy when believers go to church and feel covered in shame, because that's not what the Church of Christ is about. So it's that. It's just the fact that we're, even as the church, we're sinful and sometimes we judge people. It's also because sometimes we don't know what to say. We don't know what to do.
I was wondering if you had any advice for someone who is entering, maybe they're moving because they've been through a divorce there, or they've decided to change churches. They're going into any kind of new situation. Is there any advice that you could give them on how they might talk about it how they might bring it up, or, you know, are there good ways of framing things to break down barriers so that they can have a proper conversation, or, you know, just lead into it differently?
Well, I mean, in some ways, a divorce is a public matter. I mean, the marriage was visible in public, and now the marriage is gone. So it's not, divorce is a public thing in that sense, and there's no point in trying to hide it from people. But just like any sensitive area of life, you ought to exercise caution when you establish friendships. Everybody isn't entitled to know to the same level of access and information in your world. So when you're talking about something as delicate, painful, and sensitive as divorce, you know, I would only go into detail or depth that matches my sense of intimacy and safety with this person. So anybody who has any access to you at some point will find out that you're divorced. Yeah. But when it comes to going into the reasons for the divorce, the impact it's had on your life, the way you're having to walk out the consequences now, that's something that you do with trusted friends.
And what advice would you have for the friends or the folks who are supporting this person who's been through a divorce? What kinds of things can they do to help? You know, is it healthy to talk about it? Are there ways that they can be more sensitive in not talking about it or using terminology that would be helpful?
I think that one mistake that I think is frequently made is, this is in the case of someone who really suffered in marriage, maybe was even abused, cheated on, physically harmed, verbally abused. You walk down the path with that person in a really horrible marriage, and then when the marriage is finally over, you want to be relieved for your friend. Good, now the suffering can stop. Whew. You know, you're relieved that the marriage is over. Understand that the divorced person may not be relieved that it's over. That even though this sort of suffering has stopped and they wanted it to stop, they're not going to be happy that their marriage is over in many cases. Sometimes they will, but in many cases they won't. Or even if at some level they are relieved and happy, deep down it is a loss. Divorce is always a real loss. Even if this marriage didn't turn out the way they wanted, people are inclined to see themselves as failures, as damaged goods. There's often shame involved in divorce, a sense of shame. And they need to grieve what they hoped would be. Even if they're not grieving the reality of the marriage that was, they're going to need to grieve what they had hoped for when they first married, and that dream isn't going to come true with this person. And life isn't going to be magically easier or better because you're divorced, especially if you have children. That there are going to be consequences reverberating through your life. And I don't mean to say that in any kind of despairing way. It's just the reality.
Yeah.
You know, sin hurts and sin damages. And a divorce, whether it's biblically justified or not, is going to cause pain, and you're going to feel the consequences of it. So one mistake would be don't just understand and expect that the divorced person is going to feel pain for a while, no matter how horrible the marriage was. Don't expect them to jump for joy because the marriage is over.
Yeah.
I think a second mistake would be to just not talk about it at all, to not acknowledge it, to sort of assume that, well, they just want to put it behind them. Maybe they do, but even if they do want to just put it behind them, that usually comes through a process of being able to talk about it and connecting in loving relationship with other people. So I think the thoughtful thing to do is to ask them, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
And be committed to being a caring, sensitive listener. You're not gonna fix them. You're not gonna come up with a handy phrase or thought that just makes it better. You know, you may think of something comforting to tell them, but allow them to feel and express pain to you, and just care for them. Just listen. Sometimes when we don't know what to do in somebody's pain, we just try to fill in the silences with whatever we can latch onto that we think might in some way be helpful. And those sort of pat answers that we typically come up with, they just pour salt in the wound. I can't think of the proverb right offhand, but it's something like, you know, like one who pours vinegar on soda is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. You know, like, you know, a chorus of zippity-doo-dah is not going to make all the hurt go away. It's going to make them feel like you're just treating their wound lightly. So just let them know that you're available to listen, that you're willing to, you care about them, you want them to talk, and then let them decide if they want to talk about it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Help and Hope. If you would like more information about this topic, please look at Winston's booklet entitled Divorce Recovery, Growing and Healing God's Way. You can find this resource and other resources online at newgrowthpress.com. If you would like more information about CCEF, please visit us online at ccef.org.